Did you know that if you wish to trade the longer time frame charts, you don't need to have a large account size in order to do that? So let's talk about that and more right now. G'day Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here. I'm the Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 20th of February. And I want to read out an email that I've had here from Tamanash, who's written to me and said, you mentioned that you risk about half of 1% on your account when taking most of your trades, and that trades are between a 1.5 and about a 3 risk to reward return. So my question is, how big a size account do I need to start trading Forex if I wish to make a living out of it? One trade you showed has a stop loss of 62 pips, which means the account size should be about $120,000 if you're risking half 1% on your account. That's the email. That's actually incorrect. And you see, a lot of people have the perception or the thought that you need to have a large bank account size because you're trading longer time frame charts that have bigger pips as stop losses. And it's completely false. And unfortunately, when people start thinking about the number of pips that they're making or the number of pips they're risking, they think that I can't risk 62, as in that example on the email, or 162, because it means that if I get stopped out, I'm going to lose too big a percentage of my account. And it's just something that's just, you need to change your thinking and your mindset and understanding of money management and risk in order to completely change around what most people tell you on the internet. Because chasing pips and trading for pips, to me, just isn't the way to go. So if you think of it this way, well, first of all, make sure you get my lot size calculator. It's freely available on my website. Just get yourself a copy and it will help explain and all the information I'm about to share. Plus, it will allow you to trade really easily and accurately. So the way that I like to trade is, regardless of the currency pair that I'm trading, regardless of the direction, regardless of the time frame of the chart, and regardless of the pips, as in the stop loss amount, every trade has equal risk. So for me, it's half of 1%. For you, it might be 1% or a quarter, whatever it might be. Whatever suits you as a risk tolerance, ensure that every trade has the same risk. So how do you go about doing that? Because I can, you know, already see and think of a lot of people saying, how do I do that? Well, all you need to do is you change the position size, the lot size that you place on a trade according to the trade that you're taking and its stop loss and its currency pair. So there is a mathematical equation in order to do that, but the lot size calculator that I have freely available for you to use and download does that all for you. It recognizes the denomination of your account, so whether you're trading in US dollars or British pounds or New Zealand dollars, whatever it is. It knows the account size that you have in your on your balance at the time. It knows the chart that you're trading, because you're dragging a script, an MT4 script, onto a chart. So it knows the payout that you get paid per pip for that particular pair, because of course all pairs vary. And you then enter the risk tolerance. It's set at a default at half 1%. You then enter, the only thing you need to actually enter is the number of pips that you're risking on that trade. Put that into the equation and it will say you need to trade at 0.32 lots or 1.65 lots or whatever the amount is according to the trade and your account size. What that does is it places every trade as equal. So if you lose a trade on a 5-minute chart trade that has, let's say, for example, a 12 pip stop loss, you lose half of 1%. Take it to the other extreme. If you place a trade on, let's say, a daily chart with 153 pip stop loss, you know, to make up an example, and that trade loses, you lose half of 1%. The only thing that's changed is the position size that you take. Obviously, the smaller time frame has a lot bigger position size than the longer time frame, but the risk, the monetary risk, is equal. And that's the bit that's key. You see, if you can have your trades at somewhere, like the email said for me personally, somewhere between 1.5 or 3-1 return as an average, you know, you can have several losing trades, but a few good trades more than makes up for that, plus more. The other thing that's quite an underestimated part of trading, of course, is the whole head and heart situation, the psychology behind trading. If you have a pre-known risk when you enter that trade. You can place that trade with comfort and reassurance that if that trade gets stopped out, I know the maximum I can lose for that one trade. Therefore, you're not chasing the trade and you're not becoming emotionally involved in that trade. Every trade is equal. It doesn't matter what the currency pair, what the time frame, what the stop loss is. They're all the same. And that really does help you with your trading psychology. It just makes your trading a whole heap calmer and a lot easier. Onto the charts, just a quick wrap up of what's happened this week. I'm short on gold right now on a trade behind me, but the one that's been an awful pair to trade on the longer time frame charts, especially, has been the euro US dollar. You know, with the whole Greek situation and you look back at the last two or three weeks on the euro US dollar, it's been up one day, it's been down, it's been up. It's been like a yo-yo. Not a good pair to trade at this particular point on the longer time frame charts. So when you see those type of range band situations, there's actually a bit of a wedge forming on the charts, and so something's going to happen soon, because the price on any currency pair doesn't like being sort of tight for too long. Something will break out one way or the other. Don't know what that is yet because I can't see that information on the charts. But when you get sideways movement and you get sort of just range bound prices like the euro US dollar is right now, just don't trade it, or on change time frames to a much shorter time frame if you want to trade it. But on the longer time frame charts right now, I just can't see any point because there's no clear direction on the euro US dollar. I'm hoping by the time maybe you watch this video and into next week, that may have changed, because like I said, something very soon is around the corner. Either the euro US dollar is going to break up or down one way or the other, and we could then see some good trends. But right now, I can't see anything. So I'm looking at other time frames and particularly other currency pairs on the daily charts. Just want to finish by letting you know that I held a live 2-hour trading room webinar for my clients last night. I took trades on the two trades on the 1-hour charts. One was profitable, the other was not. But overall, out of those two, there was still a profit to be gained due to the higher returns on a profitable trade. And I also had trades on the 4-hourly charts, the 6-hourlies, and the 12-hourlies. Now, the great thing with those charts, those longer time frame charts, the 4, 6, and 12, is you don't need very much time spent watching your charts and being at the screen. You don't need much time at all. The 4, the 6, and the 12 all change over twice a day at exactly the same time, which is 5 p.m. New York time and 5 a.m. New York time. So, you know, you can trade multiple time frame charts to see the best technical setup all at the same time. So you don't need to be glued to your screen all day, which again is a big problem of many new traders. It's great to spend time watching charts and getting the experience of the price moving up and down at different times of the day, different days of the week. But longer term, you don't want to be sat glued to your charts. Well, I'm guessing you don't. I don't anyway, and probably most people who have been trading for a long time don't want to, because there's better things to do and you can make more money by trading better, higher quality setups on longer time frame charts and go and do other things while the trades are actually working behind the scenes for you. So hope that helps. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Have a great weekend and a fantastic trading week next week. Look forward to talking to you next Friday. Bye for now.